Gender and Food Security. Agarwal, B. 2011. Food Crises and Gender Inequality. DBSA Working Paper Number 107. New York, UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs. Retreat from http://www.unorg/esa/disa/papers/2011/wp107_2011.pdf. The paper examines the nature of the current food crises and the impact of climate change on food availability, the importance of women as food producers, consumers, and home managers, and the barriers and constraints faced by women farmers. It also demonstrates bridging the productivity differentials between men and women farmers by increasing agricultural productivity and improving women's access to food. Asian Development Bank, 2013. Gender Equality and Food Security: Women's Empowerment as a Tool Against Hunger. Mandaluyan, ADB. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/airdocs/ar259e/ar259e.pdf. The report establishes the connection between gender equality and food security in Asia and the Pacific. It looks into the relationship between gender-based discrimination and the different channels that affect access to food of households and individuals. For instance, one's access to education is a critical asset to have access to employment and gain economic autonomy and decision-making power in the family. The report also emphasizes the need for improving women's access to land, credit, and other related resources to food production, decent employment, and social protection. More importantly, it calls for a transformative and integrated approach for both gender equality strategies and food security strategies. Balakrishnan, R. and Fairbairn Dunlop, P. 2005. Rural Women and Food Security in Asia and the Pacific, Prospects and Paradoxes. Bangkok, Food and Agriculture Organization. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/donecrep/008/af348e/af348e.htm. This report examines the situation of rural women in the Asia-Pacific region, with South Asia having low human development indicators and gender inequality. Rural women are confronted with issues of poverty, illiteracy, high health risks, and inadequate access to productive resources, health and sanitation services, and denial of market access. It also provides a regional overview of rural women's participation in economic activity, particularly in agriculture and household production. It likewise presents the regional trends that affect the situation of rural women, such as global economic integration, demographic shifts and population dynamics, HIV and AIDS, and civil conflicts, among others. Charman, HAE 2008. Empowering Women Through Livelihoods-Oriented Agricultural Service Provision, A Consideration of Evidence from Southern Africa. Wider Research Paper Series 2008-1. Helsinki, United Nations University World Institute for Development Economics Research. Retreat from http://www.wider.onu.edu/publications/working papers/research papers/2008/n_gb/rp2801/. The article looks at the impact of livelihood-oriented agricultural service provision for smallholder farmers on gender relationships and food security. It provides an overview of gender in smallholder farming systems, where gender relationships strongly influence farming decisions. It identifies three aspects of changing gender relations in southern African rural communities: 1. The breakdown of traditional gender roles, 2. The empowerment of women as autonomous factors in the public realm through acquisition of equal legal status and rights, and 3. The growing proportion of single-parent women households. Durano, M. 2012, July. Politicize CEDAW Article 14A, Rural Women and the Triple Crisis. Dawn Informs, 9-10. Manila, Development Alternatives with Women for a New Era. Dawn. Retreat from http://www.donet.org/feminist-resources/sites/default/files/articles/dawn_informs.pdf. The article points out government's neglect in agricultural development due to a bias on urbanization. It challenges government officials and policymakers to implement states' commitments in Article 14 of the EDAW by ensuring rural women's right to participate in agricultural development, as well as have access to social security, finance, assets, and other services. It likewise shares the burden of care that rural women experience as they struggle to fulfill their social expectations and negotiate for their access to these services, which are instrumental not only for their growth and well-being but for the overall development of a country as well. Page 4. Floral, M.S. and Swain, R.B. 2013. Food Security, Gender and Occupational Choice Among Urban Low-Income Households. World Development, Volume 42. 89-99. Retreat from http://www.sciencedirect.com/science/article/pe/s0305750x12185. The paper examines the relationship between household food security or household vulnerability to food shortage, gender roles, and occupational choice among self-employed workers in urban poor areas. It uses a multi-country sample data of women and men in urban slum communities in Bolivia, Ecuador, the Philippines, and Thailand. The findings show how informal workers are exposed to poor and hazardous conditions such as their lack of access to formal safety nets, food assistance programs, pensions, and health insurance. However, it significantly indicates the strategic role of self-employed women in vulnerable households who are more engaged in employing longer-term strategies to improve their access to food. Food and Agriculture Organization, 2010. Gender Dimensions of Agricultural and Rural Employment, Differentiated Pathways Out of Poverty Status, Trends and Gaps. Rome, FAO, IF80, Philo. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/docrep/0135/i1638e/i1638e.pdf. This publication gives an overview of issues related to gender equality and rural employment for poverty reduction. It identifies appropriate policy responses and gender-based constraints to the achievement of decent work for all. The report also summarizes the crucial role gender dimensions play in forming appropriate policies to promote gender-equitable rural employment and combat rural poverty. It explains the extent and consequences of gender inequality and the relevant global issues in rural employment and gender. Food and Agriculture Organization, 2010. UN Joint Programs, Integrating Gender Issues in Food Security, Agriculture and Rural Development. Rome, Food and Agriculture Organization. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/docrep/0135/i1914e/i1914e.pdf. This publication provides practical guidelines to incorporate gender in the UN joint programs for food security, agriculture, and rural development. It includes checklists to mainstream gender in areas of cross-cutting importance for agriculture and rural development, such as on food and nutrition security, livestock, fisheries and aquaculture, forestry, crops, natural resources, climate change, emergencies, value chains, and employment and livelihoods. Food and Agriculture Organization, 2011. The State of Food and Agriculture 2010-11. Women in Agriculture Closing the Gender Gap for Development. Italy, FAO. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/docrep/0135/i2050e/i2050e.pdf. This report highlights the contributions of women in agricultural and rural enterprises, as well as the challenges they face as women. It demonstrates how the gender gap could limit women's access in agricultural productivity, economic development and human well-being, and the possible interventions to reduce this gender gap. It recommends practical steps to national governments and the international community in promoting agricultural development through empowering women. Harper, S., Zeller, D., Hauser, M., Pauli, D., and Submela, U.R. 2013. Women and Fisheries, Contribution to Food Security and Local Economies. Marine Policy, Volume 39, 56-63. Retreat from http://www.scienceedirect.com/science/articles/PE/S0308597x12,2175. The study provides a quantitative assessment of women's involvement in fisheries in the Pacific region. It underscores the importance of recognizing women's contribution in fisheries by considering them in management and economic and policy decisions. It also recommends providing better utilization of women's ecological knowledge in fisheries management and inclusion of women's indirect inputs, including unpaid work to the economy, among others. Kipto, E., Frenzel, S., and Granda, A. 2014, February. Gender, agroforestry and food security in Africa. Current opinion in environmental sustainability, volume 6104-109. Retreat from http://acdotlcdn.com/s1,877,331,43,513,1,632/1s2.0s1,877,331,43,513,1,632main.pdf. _ T idea equals 334B92A49C8-11B4A714000AACB35D and ACBN of equals 1,412,208,685_9FB63Z7F6AE2DD3D0BD0C3A8F4D. Using a gender perspective in agroforestry's contribution to food security, the paper examines women's and men's involvement in the management, utilization, and marketing of agroforestry products. It highlights the substantial contribution of women to food security, which are often hindered by cultural norms and lack of resources. Thus, the study recommends certain policies and technological and institutional interventions that will benefit and enhance women's contribution to food security. Mather, A. 2011. Women and Food Security: A Comparison of South Asia and Southeast Asia. Asia Security Initiative Policy Series Working Paper No. 12. Singapore, RSI Center for Non-Traditional Security and TEAS Studies. Retreat from http://www.rsis.edu.sg/wp-content/uploads/rsi-pubs/entes/resources/research_paper/macarthur_working_paper_rpd.pdf. Page 5. The paper provides a comprehensive link between women's vulnerability as a social group and their level of food security by comparing the cases of women of South Asia and Southeast Asia. It clearly defines food security as more than just the quantity, but also having access to and utilization of food. It stresses that women are vulnerable to food security because of their lack of access, availability, and utilization of food, which can be attributed to social, cultural, and economic factors. Nazli, H. and Hamid, S. 1999. Concerns of Food Security: Role of Gender and Intra-Household Dynamics in Pakistan. Research Report of Pakistan Institute of Development Economics, Volume 3, Issue 175-135. Pakistan Institute of Development Economics. Retreat from http://www.p.org/park/research/report175.pdf. The study looks at the intra-household dynamics and its relationship with gender and food security in Pakistan. It highlights the subordinated status of women in Pakistan and the gender bias in intra-household resource allocation and food security that contributes to the widening of gender disparity in the country. Paddle, R.C. 2012. Food Sovereignty, Power, Gender and the Right to Food. PLOS Medicine 961,1223. Retreat from http://www.plosmedicine.org/article/info%3odoi%2f10.1371%2fuel.pm.1,223j session equals b396cat b9cat ec441423acdc629d616. The article shows the link between gender and food by looking at power and control in the food system, where women remained invisible and disempowered in food production, consumption, and distribution. It explains the gendered consequences of the inequitable distribution of power and power relations at the household level and the impact of global economy. Quisling, A., Mindzadik, R., and Bassett, L. 2008. Helping Women Respond to the Global Food Price Crisis. IFRI Policy Brief 7. Washington, D.C., International Food Policy Research Institute. Retreat from http://www.ifpri.org/sites/default/files/pubs/pubs/bp/bp007.pdf. The article provides a snapshot of the gender implications of the food price crisis, with pregnant and lactating mothers as among the groups considered most at risk for food insecurity and poor nutrition. It also recommends gender-appropriate responses to the crisis through emergency assistance and social protection, assistance to female farmers, and credit and market-related services. Ray McCandran, M. 2006, November. Women and Food Security in South Asia, Current Issues and Emerging Concerns. Research Paper Number 2006 over 131. World Institute for Development Economic Research, UNU Water. Retreat from http://www.wider.onu.edu/strc/repair/pdfs/rp2006/rp2006131.pdf. The article reviews the relationship between women and food security in South Asia by highlighting the issues on food security, nutrition, and health in the region. It discusses gender disparities in food security within the households as well as in livelihood opportunities. It also looks into the intergenerational consequences of unequal access to food and health care. Randhiram Rose, Z. 2012, July. Financialization, Food Security and Women's Rights, An African Perspective. Dawn Informs, 15-16. Manila, Development Alternatives with Women for a New Era. Dawn. Retreat from http://www.net.org/feminist-resources/sites/default/files/articles/dawn_informs.pdf. This article highlights financialization as a key feature of the 21st century capitalist system. It indicates that the global financial system seems to exacerbate the vulnerabilities and multiple disadvantages of women. It emphasizes three critical points. 1. Recognition that gender inequalities in access to productive resources continue to prevail and that prolonged food crises perpetuated gender inequalities in access to food. 2. Women are mostly providers of labor in the agricultural production system, including unpaid family labor. And 3. Hunger and food insecurity are often seen by policymakers as issues of demand and supply and therefore ignore other structural issues associated with it, such as gender inequalities, entitlements, power relations, and governance. Tagliolo, J., et al., 2006. Women and Food Sovereignty Kit. Chiang Mai, Asia Pacific Forum on Women, Law and Development, APWLD. Retreat from http://apwld.org/women-and-food-sovereignty-kit/. The kit explains the basic principles of food sovereignty and rights of women over food production, consumption, and trade. It is a training manual divided into 4 modules, starting with understanding the personal conditions and experiences of poor rural women. It also points out the political and economic conditions which created certain classes in society where the dominant classes yield power over the poor oppressed working class. It likewise explains the use of patriarchal norms in assisting the dominant capitalist systems of production. The kit traces the roots of women's resistance against exploitation and oppression and the stories of struggles of ordinary women against colonial powers and the local elites. Page 6. Tripathic, R., et al., 2012. What Works for Women: Proven Approaches for Empowering Women Smallholders and Achieving Food Security. London, ActionAid, Care, Christian Aid, Concern Worldwide, Find Your Feet, Oxfam, Practical Action, Save the Children, and Self-Help Africa. Retreat from http://www.careclimatechange.org/files/reports/what_works_for_women.pdf. This briefing shares the lessons and experiences of organizations as they promote gender equality and work with women smallholders and rural women. It recognizes the labor constraints that rural women face along with their unpaid care work responsibilities and lack of adequate rural infrastructure. It looks at how poverty and hunger can extremely affect women from the most marginalized and socially excluded communities as they lack access to basic services and entitlements. It likewise provides recommendations to close the gender gap in agriculture, including addressing discrimination in land ownership and tenure, integrating gender dimensions in nutrition and agricultural policies and research, and ensuring that disaster risk reduction at all levels addresses the different vulnerabilities and risks faced by women and men, among others. The United Nations Development Programme, 2012. Gender, Agriculture and Food Security. New York, United Nations Development Programme. Retreat from http://www.genderclimate.org/content/docs/publications/UNDP_training_module_gender_agriculture_and_food_security.pdf. This publication is a training module that provides basic information and learning tools to understand and advocate for the integration of gender issues in agriculture and food security policies at the regional, national, and community levels. It looks at the different roles of men and women in agriculture and food security in Africa, the gender dimensions of climate change on agricultural production and food and nutritional security, and the need for integrating gender perspectives into agricultural and food security policies. The modules include sessions on understanding the linkages among gender, climate change, agriculture, and food security, the gender gaps in the agricultural sector that increase women's vulnerabilities to food insecurity and agricultural development, and how to identify appropriate policy responses to address gender gaps in agriculture and food security. World Bank, 2009. Gender in Agriculture Sourcebook. Washington, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development and the World Bank. Retreat from http://citresources.worldbank.org/intgenagrlibsoubook/resources/completebook.pdf. The sourcebook provides a conceptual framework for the complexities and synergies of gender equality, livelihood, food security, and poverty reduction. It has 16 modules that discuss issues related to the linkage between gender and food security, good governance vis-a-vis gender and agricultural livelihoods, gender and rural finance, gender issues in land policy and agricultural labor and markets, and gender mainstreaming in agricultural water management, among others. World Health Organization, 2. 2010. Integrating Poverty and Gender into Health Programs, the Sourcebook for Health Professionals module on nutrition. Geneva, WHO. Retreat from http://www.pro.who.in/publications/docs/nutrition_module2.pdf. This module stresses the importance of good nutrition as a key component of a healthy and active life for men and women, girls and boys. It is designed for awareness raising and skills building of health professionals on poverty and gender concerns in the field of nutrition. The module discusses four important factors. 1. The key factors in nutrition, including undernutrition across the life cycle, food security, and how nutrition status is measured. 2. The links between poverty, gender, and nutrition. 3. Why it is important for health professionals to address poverty and gender concerns in nutrition. And 4. Strategies in addressing poverty and gender in nutrition programs through policy, cross-sectoral action, and health sector response. Page 7.